Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Jason Lee. Jason is in charge of the North Central District. Continuing our fishing reports this week, Jason, you guys just finished your dissolved oxygen testing. How did your lakes fare this winter?
Pretty good, considering some of our lake levels are down in some lakes, 2 to 3 feet. But we haven't seen a lot of snow this winter, so a lot of the lakes have been clear, and we're actually in good shape in the North Central District. We didn't find any lakes that had really low DO levels.
Okay. You have Lake Audubon in your district. Let's focus on that lake. How are walleye populations in Lake Audubon?
Really good. Our netting survey last summer showed a good number of 14 to 19 inch fish. When you're talking about keeper size fish, there's a bunch of younger ones coming up too, but it was a really busy place this winter. Got a lot of ice fishing activity, some good catches early on. So, yeah, looks good on Audubon.
Okay. How about your northern pike in Audubon?
Not a lot of northern pike in Audubon, but the ones that are out there are pretty good size fish. We hear of some 12, 15, or even bigger than that fish caught out of Audubon.
Okay. Smallmouth bass in Audubon?
Yeah, the smallmouth bass have done really well in Audubon in recent years. Anglers are kind of picking up on them and realizing they're a lot of fun to catch and they can catch them. So a wide range of sizes, some bigger fish, and I know some folks will go out and fish walleyes for a little bit and want to catch something else after they're done, and they'll target smallmouth bass for a while. So
okay, let's move on to your district lakes. Again, how are walleye populations in your district lakes?
Good. We've got Coal Lake just east of Underwood is a fairly new walleye lake that's been popular this winter. Some other lakes in the district that showed good catches last summer: New John's Lake, moving up north a bit, Clear Lake, Antelope Lake. Another good one was Hiddenwood Lake, south of Makoti, showed a good number of walleyes. So yeah, walleye numbers are looking good.
Okay, how about northern pike?
Northern pike, I would look at Buffalo Lodge Lake, Makoti Lake, moving on down a bit, Long Lake, Strawberry Lake, Crooked Lake, that whole series of lakes north of Turtle Lake have good numbers of northern pike. So
let's move on to your panfish lakes.
Mm-hmm. Nelson Lake has really good numbers of both bluegill and crappie. Heard some really good reports there not too long ago of folks fishing off the fishing piers there. We've got a couple piers, so there's good shoreline access, but both good bluegill and crappie in Nelson. North of Hazen, we've got Harmony Lake that has a bunch of bluegill. And then up at Lake Metegoshi in the Turtle Mountains, that's kind of our best bluegill lake. And
sure. Lake Nelson also has bass. Some of your other lakes have bass?
Yeah, largemouth bass in Nelson Lake. That's our best bass lake. The bass are doing really well in there. Another lake that, or series of lakes that I point anglers to for smallmouth bass are the canal lakes, New John's, East West Park, and Heckers. Plenty of bass in there, and they can provide some really good action.
Sure. Any research projects or any tagging projects this year in your district?
We have a creel survey going on Lake Audubon this year. We do it every third year. The survey starts the 15th of May and runs through the 15th of August. And then it'll continue on into the winter also. So we'll have summer creel clerks that we hire to work at the boat ramps to interview anglers when they come off the lake after they're done with the trip. It only takes a couple minutes, answer a few questions. They might measure some fish. But creel surveys provide us with some great information that we use for managing the fishery. And so I encourage folks to take a minute or two to do those.
Sure, a lot of good information, Jason. Thank you.
You bet, thanks.
Switching gears to the southwest part of the state, Jeff Hendrickson, fisheries supervisor down in the southwest. Jeff, your crews and you just finished up dissolved oxygen testing here not so long ago. How did your lakes fare this winter?
Yeah, our lakes are pretty good considering that we're low on water levels, you know, 3 to 4 feet low on most of our lakes in the southwest. We only had one lake that pretty sure we're going to have a winter kill. That would be Spring Lake in Bowman County.
Okay. You have a lot of different fish species in your district. I want to go over those one by one. Let's talk about walleyes first.
Walleyes, good populations of walleye in Bowman Haley, Hart Butte, Patterson Lake, as always, and also Indian Creek. We have a couple of smaller lakes, Odland Dam and Raleigh Reservoir, that have walleye in them now too.
Okay, let's move on to Northern Pike.
Northern Pike are good in all the reservoirs again, Bowman Haley, Hart Butte, Patterson Lake. Probably our best population in Northern is in Kalina Dam. And that's a pretty nice population of Northerns there. They're doing well. Okay. Larson Lake, the small lake that has a good Northern population.
Sure.
In Hedinger County.
Okay. You have a few lakes that have trout?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of lakes that have trout, and most of our trout are put and take, meaning we put them in the spring, and most of them don't survive through the following winter, or summer or winter. But they're pretty standard. We got Sheep Creek, which do have bigger trout in Sheep Creek. Dickinson Dyke, Gamble's Hump Lake.
Okay.
Mott Watershed, you know, there's a lot of trout fisheries in the Southwest.
Okay. How about panfish? I know you have panfish in your district.
Yeah, we got panfish, really good populations of largemouth bass and bluegill in several lakes in Southwest North Dakota. Probably the best bass lakes would be Sheep Creek and North Lemon Lake, probably. The best bluegill lakes, we're looking at Mott Watershed, Camel's Hump Lake, Davis Dam, really good bluegill populations.
Jeff, do you have any research projects or any projects you have going on in your district this spring,
yeah,
summer?
Yeah, for about the last 10 years, actually, we call it bluegill bass management. Actually, we're manipulating the populations. A couple lakes, just for examples, are Camel's Hump Lake and Mott Watershed. Both of them have overabundant largemouth bass, and they're all stunted, where you get a lot of 10 to 12 inch bass and never any bigger ones. So we've removed about 3,000 from Mott Watershed and about 4,000 from Camel's Hump Lake in the last 5 years.
Wow.
And now we're starting to get some bigger largemouth bass. And not only has it helped them, but the bluegill are becoming more abundant.
Sure.
And in both of those lakes have nice bluegill populations to start with. Now we're seeing very high catch rates of like 8-inch plus bluegill, which is very good.
Wow.
And the other example on the other end of the spectrum is we've been removing bluegill from Sheep Creek for quite a few years because they're overabundant and stunted there. And that has a really nice bass population, but we're also, you know, lately, we're seeing, you know, nicer bluegills now too, just because we've been removing them from there.
A lot of good information, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fishing licenses for the 2018-19 season can be purchased online at the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov or at licensing vendors that are linked to the department's online licensing system. Licenses may also be purchased by calling the department's instant licensing telephone number at 800-406-6409. Anglers are reminded that new fishing licenses are required April 1st. For fisheries biologist Jeff Hendrickson, Jason Lee, and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.